Mornings with Ed, and I hope you're having a fantastic Monday. It's about to get a lot better from his latest album, which isn't even released yet, coming out in September, called Apple Core Baltimore. Latest single off of that is called Don't Go to the City. Branson Anderson joins us this morning, and let's hear his first song out of the gate. Live in our studios, Branson Anderson, this is called To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, I'm out of town chasing all the fresh debutantes. In all the places where my poor lonely ghost. Mackenzie that I did not want. One-sided extortion, I pimp myself out to the masses. Mind has abortions that leave only death-colored glasses. Oh, God, forgive me for all the sorrow I felt. Am I going to hell for something that just cannot be helped? Oh, debutantes. In all the places where my poor lonely ghost haunts. And I never met a Mackenzie that I did not want. These mockingbirds' wings have been clipped, but still at me they laugh. Though mothers would smother their babes to taste freedom I have. As great as I am, this is evil as I could become. So don't toy with my darkness, darling, unless you're prepared to run. Oh, I'm out of town chasing all the fresh debutantes. In all the places where my poor lonely ghost haunts. And I never met a Mackenzie that I did not want.
I never lie to my audience, man. Branson Anderson, the new album is out in September. It's called Apple Core Baltimore. Got a new single out called Don't Go to the City. What we just heard was To Kill a Mockingbird. And are we switching guitars? All right, so he's going to switch guitars for us for a second. And I wanted you to know that, yes, we have cool artists in here all the time. Branson is as new as you get for us. He is from originally from Logandale, Nevada, based in Utah right now. So I'm hoping we see more of him here in Orange County and L.A. He's tonight, I believe, at the Hotel Cafe. So he's got a show in L.A. tonight. If you have a chance, catch him at the Hotel Cafe. And this is what we call Ed stalling for time while the guy changes guitars in the live studio. We're going to hear Blue Rooster up next. You ready to go? All right, let's hear Blue Rooster. This is Branson Anderson.
Thank you.
when it's night time in California. Oh, baby, what are you thinking? When it's night time in Nevada. Oh, I'm dreaming about you. My Vagabond Daisy. Oh, San Francisco, baby. My 1-2 complaint. You got a brand new soul, honey, ain't mine quaint. Me an email. Ooh, paint me off my prints. Mail me a female. Oh, blow me a kiss. Meet me at the rooster any old December. Well, I'll take any month that I can. August, July, September.
Can I like this guy anymore? That's Branson Anderson. Come on in, man. We're gonna have the fun now. Now is the conversation. Again, that was Blue Rooster off of what we're gonna talk about is his upcoming album in September, Applecore Baltimore. Let's hear something. Let's hear the brand new single right now. It's called Don't Go to the City.
Change is blowing in, I know you like to move. I just want to cry.
That's Branson Anderson off the new album, Apple Corps Baltimore. That single is Don't Go to the City. And it's, I shouldn't even say new. It's the forthcoming album. So you're hearing stuff, man, that's not even out yet. This album is due out in September. We have Branson in studio with us this morning. Good morning, man. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning to you.
Great. What a great sound you have.
Thank you.
What an awesome, distinctive sound.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I personally, and I told the audience this, that when you first walked in and you were working out in the live room, that I heard Leon Redbone mixed with a little Dylan. I hear some real folksy, but progressive folksy stuff, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll take it.
Who were your influences growing up?
A lot of Bob Dylan.
Right, well, there you go.
A lot of the White Stripes.
Right.
A lot of Johnny Cash.
Right. I hear some Jack White in you too, man. Yeah, there you go. All right, right, yeah. So a little bit of here, a little bit of there, and you're wearing a Beatles shirt, man. So you can't be going wrong this morning. The last song we just heard, "Don't Go to the City." Tell me a little bit about that.
Don't go to the city, or
don't go to the city.
So, let's see. How long ago did I write that one? That one's about an interesting living situation that I had a couple years ago.
Right.
Yeah, up in Utah. Yeah, that one goes out to my landlady.
Okay.
Tammy.
We'll fill in the blanks ourselves, I guess. So you're living in Utah, but you're originally from Logandale, Nevada.
That's right.
Now, what the population? What about?
Yeah, I don't know. Like out of the whole valley, probably like 9,000.
All right.
But Logandale itself, probably 1,000 or 2,000.
Maybe. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So. Big fish in a small pond for a while. You were the guy that played guitar at the clubs and whatever there?
Well, at the high school.
Right.
At my high school, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Now, I played in Vegas a little bit in a rock band with my brother.
Okay.
And then we mostly just played Utah and Vegas.
Right.
And then I moved to Utah and started doing solo stuff and just recently started doing a lot of traveling.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been on the road for about 3 weeks now, a little over 3 weeks.
Right. And tonight you're in Los Angeles at the Hotel Cafe.
That's right.
What time's the show?
8:00.
All right. And so being up this early in the morning and being as good as you are this early, man, how are you going to be in 12 hours?
I don't know. Hopefully we can get a nap in between there at some point.
All right. Now, and you don't just stop there. I guess over the next few days, you're going back to Utah and then you go to Wyoming from there, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
I'm your travel agent. I booked these flights, man. Yeah, you're in Wyoming in a few days.
Yeah.
So, playing different crowds, playing different audiences, different stages, playing here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Do you see a difference in the crowds themselves or no? Once the music plays.
Well, I play such a wide variety of venues. So it's a different crowd every night. Every night is a new experience. Cause sometimes I'm playing in a bar with some rural place in Montana for a bunch of rowdy cowboys, and then other times I'm playing for a bunch of urban type people here in California, and so it differs, and my set differs a lot too, you know, because I do a lot of those old cowboy towns want to hear some older style country folk type stuff, and then I play a little bit more of my progressive type stuff here, and I don't know, I mix it pretty well. Both audiences are mostly receptive.
Now, you once ditched high school to drive to Nashville to meet Jack White. Yeah. Am I crazy here? Is that true?
No, that's true.
took a drive across the country.
I took a Greyhound.
Okay.
And so that was the name of my first album was Grey Dog.
Okay.
And that was the theme of the album or whatever. It's an interesting story.
Well, share it with us.
Well, I tried to... skip out around February, but I got caught and brought back home, and then we talked about it. I ended up graduating a year early and then taking the Greyhound that summer.
Right.
I was 17, and it was a 2.5-day trek to Nashville, and I only wanted to see Third Man Records. I really wasn't even aware that Nashville was like a musical music capital.
Right.
I think I kind of was, but the only thing I was interested in was Third Man Records.
Right.
So
you were obsessed with one thing, right?
Yeah,
you were
focused. And I was 17 and
focused.
Didn't know any better. So I showed up to Third Man. I walked there from the bus station. And luckily, it wasn't far.
Right.
Had a couple hobos following me by that point, and that was true. Is true. Eric Hokey, if you're out there.
Right. They're in your band now, right? Those guys, they're actually in your band. All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I got to Third Man, and I was like, well, what am I doing here? What now?
And how do I get home?
Yeah. So I went back to the bus station and called my brother, and he bought me a ticket back home. And I paid him back eventually.
Well, welcome back. We missed you out here, man.
Yeah, that was 5 days on a bus. I wouldn't recommend it.
Now, you sing with a really casual ease. There's something easy about your voice, man. There's something pleasing about it to the ear. When did you discover that you could sing a little bit?
Actually, I think I can kind of remember the moment when I felt it. It was at a talent show, like my ninth grade talent show or something like that. And I was singing What I Got with my friend's sister, Emily, by Sublime, you know, and it got to the part, life is too short, so love the one you got. And then I just like projected and I was like, I don't know. I'd never had that like energy coming off the crowd and like flowing through me the way that it does. You know, any artist I think will tell you that the energy of the crowd really fuels the adrenaline and makes you do things that you'd normally couldn't or didn't know you could do. And I think that was kind of the moment there where I realized I could belt it. I mean, you know,
you got in the zone. You got in the zone, and vocally you were comfortable and you felt confident.
Yeah,
which is what I hear.
Confidence is that was probably my first confident moment.
Right. And you carry yourself in there with a lot of confidence, man. You really do. So if you're just joining us, we've been speaking with Branson Anderson, brand new album that you're not going to hear until September. It's called Apple Core Baltimore. What's the story with the title of the album?
Well, I had these two goofy roommates, and they were watching this old Donald Duck cartoon, and Donald Duck is an apple farmer, and Chip and Dale are eating up all his apples, and so one of them says, Apple Core, and Donald Duck says, Baltimore, and who's your friend? He says, I am, and he throws the apple core in Donald Duck's face.
I love this.
That was the first time I ever saw that little game or rhyme or whatever.
Dude, I like you even more now, man. He's referencing cartoons, man. It's just perfect for this program. Well, Branson, where do we find you on social media?
You find me at Branson Anderson Music on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook. And you can follow me on Spotify or iTunes, Apple Music, whatever you use. It's all out there. It's all covered.
All right. He's not just good. He's Branson good. Branson Anderson. And tonight he's at the Hotel Cafe in L.A.
That's right.
And we'll look forward to seeing you there, man. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Been a great time.